How do you protect and how do you condition parents to prepare for something that's so unpredictable? In other words, you may see a cheap shot. You have to, I would imagine, be proactive. Just say, we have to make you realize that you're going to see things you really don't want to see happen to your kids.
Yeah,
well,
you
I would
know what, Nick?
What would happen in Massachusetts is almost identical to this situation, except somebody got killed. And that's when the father in Massachusetts was standing in the stands watching this pickup game, and somebody manhandled his kid, and he didn't like it.
And that was at a hockey game, right, Fred?
It's a hockey game. So what's he do after the game? He comes back in. He confronts the father, who was out there kind of coaching. He confronts the father, and then he thinks, okay, it's over. The father thinks it's over. He goes over and buys his kid soda at the soda machine, turns around. Here's this guy that comes back in, grabs him, throws him down on the floor, bangs his head until he's dead. Well, anybody would say, you got to be kidding. Well, it was all labeled as part of a sports event that perpetrated it, and it could have been a skateboarding thing. Somebody's out there in the street and doing the same thing. And I can't remember who's on your show, Nick, that said 3% of the people are jerks and
Jerry
they get
Kramer.
All the attention. Yeah, Jerry Kramer. What a beautiful statement that is, and that is so, so true that the 97% of the people that really get it and try to do good things don't ever get the recognition. But the 3% or the 5% are doing physical harm to kids and other people that are around them. And that's a lot of people when you multiply that or divide it by 25 million.